if you're living in small spaces or a small house or you have small rooms and you want them to appear larger, more roomy, here's some designer tricks.
Oh.
Isn't this cool? I love this sort of stuff. Murphy, I know, loves it because Murphy doesn't like a small space. Especially small space.
Oh, yeah. Dark, small spaces. I don't like that. But I think my first apartment was 400 square feet, maybe a little bit bigger than that. It was not big at all.
Right. Okay. So one interior designer trick is using an oval table instead of tables with hard, squared corners. Something about that, it does give you more room and it just feels better.
That's a cool idea.
I think one of the most obvious ones, and it's not really even on this list, but a mirror is an obvious one.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean mirrors everywhere. That's too much.
You mean on a ceiling, right?
I do not.
Yeah, that apartment I was telling you about, the 400 square feet, two of the walls had mirrors.
Is this where you had the bird that looked at himself in the mirror?
Yeah.
Then you took the mirror away, and what happened to the poor
bird? Well, I moved, and the next apartment didn't have mirrors on the wall, and the bird got lonely. I know, that's weird.
And then he died of loneliness.
Yes.
You never thought of just buying him a mirror?
So, no, I guess I didn't know that the mirror was a thing.
The poor baby. What was his name?
Cuckoo.
Yeah, he went cuckoo without a mirror. Okay, the other tricks, don't you want to know them?
Yes.
If you have a small room to make it seem bigger, use armless chairs. Think about that. Sitting at a table, if everybody's chair doesn't have arms, you got more room to move around.
Yeah.
You've got more room. I like that idea. It's simple, but it makes a big difference. I love to see pictures of rooms side by side like this. You know, this is decorated this way. And little things can make a big difference in the world of design.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bring shelves all the way up to the ceiling. It creates you know that trick, right?
It draws your eyes up, I guess.
It draws your eyes up, and it gives you places to put things other than the floor.
Right.
Same thing with curtains, even if the window is small.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Do you ever do that? We have our curtain rods much higher than where the window is.
Oh.
So it just gives you the illusion of a higher ceiling.
Yeah.
Right? It's kind of a cool trick. And then the other one is use wall hooks to hang things instead of, you know, putting things on the floor, putting things on tables. Just hang things.
Get stuff off the floor.
Get everything off the floor. Okay? Tricks to making a smaller room seem bigger.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your first Hollywood Outsider at 6:20. And next, Sam is the food dude.
Subway's got some new footlongs, but they're not sandwiches.
Sam's always up on the new eats. He's the food dude.
Brought to you by the Discover Card.
Subway's got some new footlongs coming. And I think everybody's going to love these. They're called Subway Sidekicks because they're the sidekick to your sandwich.
That's another sandwich?
No. One of them is a pretzel.
Okay.
It's a foot-long pretzel, and it's done in partnership with Annie Ann's.
Oh, yeah.
So you know it's good.
Okay.
Or you could get the foot-long churro.
Oh, lordy.
That is done in combination with Cinnabon. They're helping out on that one. Or they have a foot-long chocolate chip cookie.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Adds a few calories, I would say.
Yeah.
Okay.
By the way, the cookie's $5, so $5 footlong's back.
Yeah, it sure is.
The churro and the pretzel are like $2 or $3.
My goodness.
By the way, and they're not in the stores yet. They will be soon. We don't have a date on that.
Wow.
Cracker Barrel, they have back a French toast latte for the fall of this year. That sounds yummy.
It does.
And they also just started a rewards club. So if you like to hang out and get lots of Uncle Herschel's whatever, join the rewards club.
Okay.
Can
you
here's
use it in
one.
A gift shop, do you know? Just curious. I like that place.
Do I look like I work there?
No.
Okay, Play-Doh has a Halloween cookie decorating kit, and I already know Murphy's issue with this without even...
Yes.
What?
His issue is, what if kids accidentally eat Play-Doh?
Because it's made to look just like Play-Doh, and it's fondant.
Oh, okay.
That you're going to ice the cookies with.
Oh, yeah.
So it kind of looks like Play-Doh, so you got to keep an eye on the kids while they're doing this, because...
Yeah.
The little tiny kids will still go grab some Play-Doh.
You always have to keep an eye on kids, regardless.
Yeah, that's that boundary thing for me with food and play.
I used to have a Play-Doh kit that was food. We made spaghetti with it. It was so fun to watch that stuff come out.
And I knew not to eat it, and I realized my parents told me not to eat it, but you know, you can see how confusion.
Yeah, and I know there are kids who ate it, so I don't think it's toxic.
It's not
just
toxic.
Just doesn't taste good. I know.
It's not edible.
Not toxic, but creates its other share of issues, I'm sure.
Okay, Mr. Safety was once a little boy. Little boy safety.
And finally,
It's Cheeseburger Day, right?
Oh, yeah. It's National Cheeseburger Day.
We're going to get to that.
We are.
Murphy's Three Rules for the Perfect Patty.
Where you can find the later. Free cheeseburgers, too.
Okay.
And Fritos has got chili cheese, Jack Link's beef jerky coming out.
Oh.
So it's a partnership between Frito and Jack Link's.
Okay.
So it's going to be beef jerky that tastes like chili cheese Fritos.
Okay.
Mm. Is it crunchy?
I don't care what it is.
Coming up next, I've got your first Hollywood Outsider.
It's time for Jody's Hollywood Outsider, brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
The fourth season of Drew Barrymore's show, The Drew Barrymore Show, was supposed to start this morning. I mean, today, rather. And they taped last week with picketing happening because of the writer's strike. A lot of people were unhappy with her saying, look, we're going forward with a new season. A lot of people in that industry and in her backyard were very upset with her. And she's not the only show that was slated to come back today. She's just, I guess, maybe the most vocal. And at the beginning of the writer's strike, remember that she was like standing in solidarity with them. And now all these months have passed. That was in May. And now all these months have passed, and so she was supposed to come back.
I guess some people were saying that she was being hypocritical.
Right. And now she had said, look, we're going to go ahead without writers, and we're going to go ahead without promoting anything movie or television related. That just means a lot of lifestyle content that she mm-hmm. would have brought, you know, starting today. But this weekend, she sent a message into social media, and here it is. I have listened to everyone, and I am making the decision to pause the show's premiere until the strike is over. These are the written
I have no words.
Words
to express my deepest apologies to anyone I've hurt, and of course, to our incredible team who works on the show and who has made it what it is. We really tried to find our way forward, and I truly hope for a resolution for the entire industry very soon. Those are the words she sent out into social media this weekend, which means no new episodes for the Drew Barrymore Show today, and we don't know when we'll get them.
Coming up next, Sam has music news.
Sam's got music news.
Powered by SelectQuote.
Ed Sheeran wants your help for his new album.
Just dancing with my eyes closed.
The one that's going to come out at the end of this month, Autumn, the Autumn album.
Right.
The album itself is about is 14 different songs about 14 different people, friends of his.
I love that.
So he wants fans mm-hmm. to create 14 different videos for the album. He is reaching out to fans to say, hey, if you're good with this kind of stuff, you got some ideas, why don't you come up with the
That's
ideas?
That's interesting. So they don't know the people, though.
No.
It doesn't matter.
I'm guessing they don't. They may not know the lyrics.
A song
either.
Can sort of speak to you whether you really know where the artist was coming from. Or not.
Yeah.
So that's interesting.
Yeah, you would at least have to lyrically, I would think, know would before think. You create the video.
Well, totally.
Concept.
So
yeah.
He's taken those. If you go to his Instagram page, there's a mm-hmm. link on there. You can click and submit your ideas.
So
and he's,
creative.
They're going to pick 14 winners, and everybody gets a video.
Okay.
Luke Bryan's got another hosting gig coming up.
One margarita, two margarita.
This is a Hulu 6-episode documentary called All Country, and it's the 100-year anniversary of the first country music record.
Oh my goodness!
So it's going to trace the entire history of country music.
And he's hosting it.
And by the way, it is being produced by his good buddy Omaha Productions, Peyton Manning.
Oh, that means it'll be funny.
Yeah. By the way, if you're wondering, what was the first country song ever recorded 100 years ago? It was this song right here. It's a fiddle tune, no words. It's called Arkansas Traveler by Henry Gilliland and Uncle Eck Robertson.
Wow.
1922. Moving
on to
something more current. Sia has a new album she's announced. It's going to come out in the spring of 2024 called Reasonable Woman. She's dropped the first song on us.
Let's
it's called
it.
Gimme Love.
And I love her voice.
Looking into this song, I found out some information about her. You know, she wrote this song right here for Rihanna.
It doesn't
and
surprise me.
It was so successful that she wrote another song for Rihanna, but Rihanna said, nah, I don't like that song. You keep it. It's this one.
What?
Yeah. So she wrote that for Cheap Thrills for Rihanna, but Rihanna didn't want it.
Man. You know, Sia, she's got such a special thing going on, and nobody knows what she looks like. And that's by her choice.
Yeah.
That's her choice. So crazy.
Coming up next, Jody has three things to know today.
Three things you need to know today.
Brought to you by DayQuil Kids.
Number one, the United Auto Workers Union headed back to the bargaining table this weekend after this strike, and they resumed talks with Ford and General Motors. They did this on Sunday, but they've not had anything productive happen. No deal has been reached yet.
But they're talking.
The president sent a senior aide and the acting labor secretary to hopefully, you know, work out an agreement in person, maybe today. Meanwhile, on Friday, Ford sent home 600 workers and told them not, at a plant, and told them not to show up for work.
Okay.
Number two, military officials are still searching for a missing aircraft that was involved in a mishap off the coast of South Carolina this weekend. Also, the Marine pilot safely ejected from this fighter jet, ended up in the hospital and is fine, but they're still looking for the jet. It was part of a training exercise, and they've actually asked the public to help. On Sunday, they were like, any help locating this,
anybody seen a
let
jet?
Let us know. Isn't that crazy? And they're not saying what caused the mishap.
Huh.
And no information. I mean, they'll provide information later. Maybe.
Yeah.
And number three, the big story in college football, and there's a lot of stories, Deion Sanders, you know, Colorado beating Colorado State in a double overtime.
Yeah.
And then it was crazy. And then he was on 60 Minutes last night. Did you catch that?
Mm-mm.
Who's the best coach in college football today?
Let me see a mirror so I can look at it.
He did go on after that and mention one Nick Saban.
Ooh, three things for you to know today.
It's National Cheeseburger Day.
Woohoo!
You must be allergic to cheese if you order a regular hamburger. In my opinion, it's kind of like you have to have cheese on it, unless you just can't have cheese.
If you have a dairy issue, yeah, I understand that, but yeah, it adds to it. Very American.
Yeah. Aren't there like deals if you have the apps today?
Yeah,
you can get all kinds
app
of
deals. Burger
we'll
King,
it.
McDonald's, if you order something, you get a free cheeseburger.
Man.
And Wendy's, you get a bacon cheeseburger for a penny.
The last time that I made cheeseburgers at the house, it was in the cast iron, and they were incredible because of cooking it that way. It's the best we've ever had, right?
Well, I mean, yeah.
The
cast iron makes it crispy in certain parts, and that's kind of like the smash burger thing without it being smashed down, I guess.
And there's no grill where the juices drop anywhere. The juices are all right there.
Yeah.
Right there.
I think that's the trade-off with, a really good burger is if the flavor and all those things, it's going to come with the fat. It just does, you know. But if you're not eating that all the time, then there's probably nothing wrong with that.
Murphy has three rules for making the perfect burger, and they are good.
Yeah.
They're good rules.
I got to give props to my friend David Dairies. He's the one that originally told me about this. There are three things, and anybody can do these to make sure that your burger is perfect every time.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one sounds totally no duh, but it's just to buy good meat.
Mm-hmm.
And by good meat, usually that's going to mean something like chuck or something with, you know, more fat in it.
It's true.
If you want it lean, there's nothing wrong with that. If you follow the second and third rule, you'll probably still be okay. But the flavor comes from the fact that it's ground
true.
Chuck.
If you buy super, super lean, it's going to be more dry.
Right, exactly.
Okay. Buy good meat, number one.
And the second thing is just not to over-season, meaning don't mix so much stuff inside of your burger that you flavor it on the outside. Pretty much salt and pepper is about all you're going to need on the meat itself if that's what you're going to do.
True.
And then the third thing is don't overwork the meat. And that's one that I never really thought of because
I remember him saying
that. If you take the ground meat and you're mixing all this stuff, you know, together and you're putting too much stuff and you're cramming it together, you wind up making it more. You make it too dense, truly.
Yeah.
You change the composition of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
He was like, barely pat it. It doesn't need to be in a circle. Exactly. Just barely pat it.
Yeah. And so if you do those three things, I mean, I think everybody will be impressed and wonder, how did you do such
so
a great burger?
Good.
Jody's cast iron tip is a pretty good one, though, I got to say.
Man, it's so good. Does everybody want cheeseburgers now?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And you have to toast the buns, too, I want to say.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has three things to know today at 7:50.
Coming up next, though, we're coming to you, Chelsea, for I Love My Job. What do you do? How does it fulfill you? 877-310-4MSJ. Do you love your job and does it fulfill you? We love hearing about it. 877-310-4MSJ.
Good morning, Chelsea.
Hey. So I was calling to tell you guys I actually run and manage a campground and I do love my job.
Oh my gosh, no kidding. Do tell.
Yeah. This past week we actually had a bear come onto the campground and just destroy the dumpster. It even put me on the news for it.
So destroy the dumpster means what? He climbed in?
Oh, yeah, he climbed in, and he took a bunch of bags, and he threw them around, and then he was climbing up in trees above people's campers and cabins. But it's really interesting, and it keeps you on your toes.
Yeah.
No kidding. He thinks it's just a big buffet.
Yeah.
So what is your show up, you have routine stuff that you have to do. Like, what's the most interesting day for you?
Yeah, I mean, when you wake up, you have to go and see who your check-ins are, and your cabins, you get them clean. But other than that, you mainly walk around and you do visual maintenance. So you walk around, you talk with everybody, see how everyone's doing, if anybody has any complaints, you know, so-and-so has some trash. So you go over there to their yard and help them get that cleaned up. Mm-hmm. And mostly you're just there to make sure everybody that's there is having a good time.
Right. Mm. I love it.
On the worst day, though, you got frozen pipes that break and you do have to go fix those.
Yeah.
And bears.
Yeah, and bears sometimes. That was part of the job description.
My goodness. I guess you get to spend a lot of time outdoors.
We do. Most of the time. 90% of the time is outside.
That's nice. I love it. I would have not expected this. You know?
Thank you so much.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, we appreciate the call, Chelsea. You know, I mean, being outside, I guess, depending on what part of the country you're in this year, you know, would be a perk or not so much. But it just feels like you would be, I don't know, working at a campground. You're on vacation all the time, almost.
Well, you're working, but yeah, there's something to be said, right? When they say when you need to relieve stress to get in nature.
Nature, yeah.
Well, if your job is in nature, you do have that.
The hospitality part is probably fun, too. You know what I mean? Knowing that people are having a good time and getting to visit like
all
that.
All the people you meet, too.
Right.
That's cool, Chelsea. Thank you for sharing with us.
Do you love your job? What do you do? We love hearing about it. 877-310-4MSJ.
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Some very personal news from someone we almost never hear something personal from, and it's tough. Hugh Jackman getting divorced after 27 years of marriage.
Ladies and gents, this is the moment you've waited for.
This isn't how he announced it, huh?
I think I've had an idea.
No. He and his wife of 27 years sent a beautiful statement out into the world. And the problem is, I guess for everybody, all of us, fans or whatnot, they were one of those Hollywood solid couples. And you loved them. And they met on the set of a TV show in Australia years ago. And they've been together for all this time. They have two grown children. The word is, though, insiders close to them say this is not a surprise to anyone close to them.
Why? They just haven't been getting along?
I mean, though, they didn't give a reason. Nobody ever gives a reason unless it's really bad.
She couldn't live with an X-Men?
Okay. The statement is, we greatly appreciate your understanding and respecting our privacy as our family navigates this transition in all of our lives. That's beautiful and short. So Hugh Jackman and his wife of 27 years divorcing.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
My son Parker was over this weekend, and we had the perfect weekend until right at the very end. I don't know if you've ever had one of those weekends where everything goes perfectly until something right at the very
end.
Until it doesn't.
That's life, Sam.
My son Parker came over this weekend.
Yay.
From college. And I tell you what, I was sad to see him go.
Aww.
Because it's been so long since I've had a kid there for the weekend.
Sure.
Yeah, you get used to it again.
I know. And it's like, oh, this is great. I mean, I know some parents may have issue with this, but I don't mind waiting on him hand and foot when he was there because...
Sure.
He hasn't been there in months.
It's rare for you.
So it's like, what do you want to eat? And, you know, he picked my chicken quesadillas for a dinner, and he wanted donuts one morning. He wanted me to do a full breakfast the other morning. So we did all that. We went shopping for a lot of groceries.
For his dorm.
Yeah. And, you know, it was a great weekend. He even suggested, hey, you want to go see a movie? And I was like, yeah. Now, he wanted to go see The Nun, which is one of these scary things.
Yes.
No, I wasn't doing it. So we did go see Denzel.
30 seconds. That's what I'll give you to decide your fate.
Equalizer 3.
Yes.
Awesome movie.
Wonderful.
Definitely perfect with the other two Equalizers.
Okay. One-on-one time with any of your kids is always great, no matter what their age. One-on-one time is special and rare.
Yeah, and I find, too, with multiple kids, when you get them alone is when they want to, you know, open up and talk.
Right.
It's like when they're in the group with the other ones, it's like, nah, I'm too cool.
It's a different dynamic.
Yeah. So, everything was great. We packed up. We took him back to college, to his dorm. We pull up at the dorm, and he goes, oh, man, you're going to hate me for this. I was like, what? I left my key at your house.
Oh.
So I was like, what about your roommate? So he calls his roommate. His roommate wasn't at the dorm. So yeah.
You had to drive back?
It was one of those split second, okay, is this a teaching moment? Like, tough luck, buddy. But it's like all this stuff he had, we couldn't get it in the dorm. He wouldn't have his card for the week to eat with and all this stuff. So it's like,
go back.
Yeah.
You got another hour worth of quality time together.
I knew Murphy was going to say that. And yeah. That's what I was thinking, too. While we were driving back, after about 5 minutes and it blew over in my head.
Right.
Then it was just like,
so
yeah.
You were only upset for 5 minutes?
Yeah. And it was like, okay, good. I get to spend a little more time with him.
Right. That must have been a good weekend for you, because normally someone forgetting something, unforgivable.
That's right.
On the way next, three things to know today.
Three things you need to know today.
Brought to you by DayQuil Kids.
Number one, $100,000 was taken and is missing just outside of Charlotte after an armored truck was parked out front in front of a gas station. The door malfunctioned and bags of cash fell out. And it was pandemonium. People running up, grabbing cash. It was just stolen off the street.
You know, that's really weird, because the one thing an armored car is supposed to do is protect the cash.
Yeah. It's not a good story. The word is from the police department, there are multiple suspects. They're reporting it as felony larceny. And if they say if you picked up money, they want you to call in. They want you to admit it and come forward. Number two, Apple iOS 17 being released today. The biggest upgrades coming to your FaceTime and messages. You're able now to leave FaceTime voicemail messages for your friends who aren't picking up.
Oh, that's cool.
Isn't that cool? And the other one that's not getting a lot of publicity, but Apple's excited about it, a much improved upgrade to autocorrect. So not so many embarrassing oops.
Yeah. Doesn't always work like it's supposed to.
No, it doesn't. And if you type and send stuff quickly.
Yeah.
And number three, today is National Cheeseburger Day, and everybody's in on it, especially fast food chains. So McDonald's giving you a 50-cent double cheeseburger. That's if you order on the app. Wendy's, the 1-cent Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, also on the app. And Burger King, if you spend $1 on the app, you'll get a free cheeseburger.
Cha-ching. That's three things to know today.
Sam has some news, and we need you to lay it on us.
Yeah, I need to know who's in charge of our HR department at Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Oh, the human resources department?
Well, Murphy, probably. I'm in charge of, what do you call it? Hospitality.
Are you? All right. So that leaves me, you, and Faith. So take your pick.
Yeah, resources.
I went and saw the
dentist.
Whatever he is. He's the medical doc. Oral surgeon. There you go.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
About my
mouth.
The dental procedure. He was gonna take out all my bottom teeth and replace it with this thing called a hybrid, where they screw it into your jaw.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
These permanent teeth. But and then my regular dentist is gonna do the top with just a regular denture.
Okay.
All those teeth have to go too.
Oh, wow, you're just starting over.
But this guy, he was like, while we're in there, why don't we just yank all of them out and da dee dee doo da da dee? Rather than two visits, you do it in once. And I was like, that works for me. So at some point, I'm assuming before the end of this year, I'm going to go in and have this done.
Oh.
It's a full day procedure, like 7 a.m. to 3 p.m.
It sounds like a full month procedure for recovery.
Well, the assistant said, I would take a week off if I were you.
Okay.
But the dentist, he said that, you know, the day you do it, the next day, and they do them on Thursday. So like if I did that.
Yeah, extended weekend.
Yeah. And he said, you should be good to go. There may be some discomfort. Apparently, they have this injection they give you that he said it lasts 3 days. It deadens everything for 3 days. And that's what they give me when I leave.
Oh, okay.
Whoa. Yeah. We're going to have to bring you smoothies if you can even drink from a straw.
Yeah. For 4 weeks, I can only eat soft food.
Oh,
and the
wow.
way to tell with that, Murphy, is if you can squish it with a fork, then it's considered soft food.
Okay, good. Okay.
Well, I'm glad it was explained to you.
He didn't really go for my ice and hard candy joke.
Yeah, right.
We would have. Okay, here's another big question with regards to Murphy, Sam, and Jody, human resources. Are you going to sound different?
I don't know. I told the guy, I was like, look, I speak for a living. I'm on the radio. He goes, really?
What's the radio?
Murphy, Sam, and Jody? Not ringing any bells.
That's fine.
But he said they are going to intubate me. The thing they did to you, yes. It changed your voice. So I don't know if it'll change my voice.
That doesn't mean it'll change. My vocal cords got damaged during that.
He said once my tongue finds its new location, in this whole mouth situation, then I should be able to speak just fine.
So you get your teeth taken out one day, and the same day you're there, you get the new ones in.
That's right.
Yeah, you're not going to play any goofy denture games with us, are you, when you come back? Also, these sight gags.
Don't give him ideas, human resources.
I can't promise anything.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has another Hollywood Outsider at 8:20.
Coming up next, though, more of the jobs that you have that fulfill you. And Lee's is perfect for Christmas coming up.
Social media connect.
Love hearing from you there. We're definitely going to get to the jobs that you have and love that fulfill you. But first, I want to read this from Crystal. It came in on our Facebook page. Each night, my husband and I listen to your podcast before bed. Last night, he worked a 12-hour day and then committed the gravest of sins. He listened to the podcast without me.
Uh-oh.
Thanks for creating a fun and relatable show. So sweet of you to say that, Crystal.
Thanks, Crystal.
Listening to it together, that's kind of cool. It's kind of binging, right?
Yeah, and when you they do have a term for that when you do it without your spouse.
It's cheating.
Yeah, it's binge cheating.
Binge cheating.
Yeah.
Okay, on to you love your job. What about it fulfills you? We like hearing, it's one of my favorite things we ever talk about because, you know, you can't really know what other people's lives are like until you hear about them. And, you know, to imagine other people having careers, sometimes you can't think outside of that box.
Well, and so many conversations that you hear, you know, associated with work are complaints usually.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's nice to hear positive. Yeah.
So, yeah. Lee says, I've been doing Etsy for 10 years, and that's my side job, and it really fulfills me, mainly because most of the items are for kids, and I love hearing the stories from their parents. At Christmas time, it's amazing.
That's awesome.
Jeff also sent in a side job. It's a side. I get out and live stream mostly high school sports a few nights a week.
Oh.
Cool, Jeff.
Yeah, and you know what? That's a passion project, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you can make some money with it, but it's a passion project. And I'm really glad there's somebody doing that because, you know, high school students and the families being able to soak all that up. And
right.
It's just
maybe
a good thing.
Maybe you can't be there, but you can still watch it somehow. Yeah. Tina says, bus driver here. We are the first person to see a child every morning. How we greet them or interact with them can make a huge difference in their day. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I greet every child with good morning. It's a huge challenge to be a bus driver, being the only adult on the bus with 70 plus kids.
Ooh.
70? But when you see that child years later and they remember you and they still call you Miss Tina, that's when you know you've made an impact on their life. 18 years in and getting up at 4 in the morning and driving an hour to work one way just to do a job that you love is what makes it difference. That makes a difference and is worth it all. Oh,
I loved my bus drivers, too. I know we've talked about that before. Mm-hmm. Ms. Lockwood, Mr. Coleman, Ms. Andrews.
Thank you, Tina. You sound like the most awesome. 877-310-4MSJ to jump in on this.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
We know that Drew Barrymore halted the start of her show today. We, you know, shared that with you earlier. She apologized and decided not to air the new season of the Drew Barrymore show. A couple of other ones are shutting down production as well. The Talk and the Jennifer Hudson show pause production after just a backlash from all of those who are striking and have been striking in that industry, writers and actors, since May. So we'll see what happens with those shows. And those networks, I guess, have to scramble now and I guess run reruns.
Yeah.
Also wanted to let you know that, and this happened yesterday during football, we got a lot of Yellowstone because CBS is now airing Yellowstone, the original series, on Sunday nights.
You're a cowboy today.
You don't act like the man from the stories I've heard.
That's the thing about being a grandfather. I get to do all the things I wish I'd done with my children.
Tell it, Kevin. It's the, you know, from season one, and it's one episode every Sunday, so it's going to take a long time. I'm assuming it's shorter because you have to edit Beth. You just do.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yikes. Must be really short to watch this way. And also, ABC Live tonight with Monday Night Football. Cleveland Browns taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers. And then that's on ABC. And then on ESPN, the Saints taking on the Panthers. Sam, I know you said that, you know, Parker came and spent the weekend with you.
My twin.
Yeah, and it was nice one-on-one time.
My son twin, not my twin.
Right.
Yeah,
you don't have a twin.
Say, if you have a twin, then there's something Jody and I really don't know about you.
Maybe you've been playing us all these years. No, anyway, the thing about, you know, your kid moving out, going to college, but being near enough to come home, it's a lovely way to do it. I mean, not every family gets to do it that way, but you know, our Phoebe has recently moved out and started college, and it's a whole new life. Mm-hmm. And you know, no matter in the most perfect circumstance, that's still an adjustment for a human being. Yeah. It is an adjustment to move out of your family home into the world. And so Friday,
it's really an adjustment on both sides. I guess the bigger adjustment on the person moving out. Yeah.
So Friday afternoon, I got a text. Can I come over tonight? Maybe spend the night. And I'm like,
nope.
Yes, baby, you can. And it was so lovely. We were hanging out. She was telling me all about her week. We were in the kitchen. And then she was like, can we watch Game of Thrones? And I said, sure. And we go back into the bedroom. We turn on the big screen and we start to da-na-na-na-na, about to watch where we were. Mm-hmm. And then we hear the chime, ding, ding. Dad came home. Murphy arrived a little bit late. And then she paused and she said, let's not watch TV. Let's just visit. And we did for hours, the three of us.
It was awesome.
We invited Taylor, but she was like, I'm going out with my friends. I don't need to. But, you know, she still has, she has a foot in both worlds, you know, right now, as so many, you know, kids do at that. And they don't, they're just trying to figure it out. And so she spent the night and she slept in her old bed. And it was like, Phoebe, I didn't even make it up for you. Like, I had stripped it. And so let me, and she was like, no, I'm just going to sleep on top of it with a blanket. Oh. And that's what she did.
Just like in college.
Right. It was just sweet and beautiful. I'm loving that she chose to go so close to home so that she can make the adjustment more slowly. And maybe it's not the Band-Aid rip-off method.
So did y'all get to watch any Game of Thrones?
We did not. Oh. We had family time instead where they played.
Which was fine with me, Sam, as you know, because... yeah. I'm not a Game of Thrones-y.